These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your...
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn. Hands up, hands up, hands up. Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Sumrall. And David is the producer and director and stars in BloodyHill.com, which is a documentary that really goes in depth about January 6th and what happened on the 6th of January. He's also the founder of the website StopHate.com. StopHate.com. And, you know, he's been working for years on trying to bring people together and to get people dialoguing and talking and speaking to one another, not speaking over one another, but actually talking to one another. and finding solutions. And obviously there's going to be things where we are going to agree to disagree, but we have to find the middle ground so that we can move forward. David, in your years of working with as StopHate.com, what are, I don't know, two or three points that you can share with the audience where you've had those kinds of conversations of, we're just going to have to agree to disagree, but then finding a common ground to move forward from that place?
You know, few and far between having some of the positive deals with strangers. You know, it's really difficult. People are kind of polarized in their thoughts or beliefs, their, you know, their principles, however they stand in our vision. You know, everybody's very individual, but, you know, I think the takeaway for me is people need to be better listeners. We all want to talk. We all want to say, and someone needs to listen to everyone. I get that. But when we're having some of those conversations, it's like we're only listening enough so we can think of how we're going to respond, you know, and when you okay. say something and I focus in on it and that's what I'm thinking about, I've tuned you out already.
Yeah.
You may be making the other half of a beautiful point that might have reached me, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking about my comeback. I'm thinking about my retort. And I think that's the thing. We need to be better listeners for one okay. and realize that I think the thing that people are finally understanding more is the one thing that we all have in common is pain. And everyone seems to be suffering in one way or another, where it's emotional or physical. It doesn't matter. It's the pain that we need relief from. And there's a solace in that conversation with people that want to hear about it, that want to take a minute out of their day just to say, hey, that's important to me. And I want you to know somebody's here. And I think that's the theme for J6. You know, so many people call every single day. I just need to talk to somebody. I just need that hope you were talking about. I just need a little glimmer of sunshine in my day, or I'm at the end of my rope and I'm hanging on. And, you know, that's the reality. And just being a good listener for those people, that's why the letter writing program is so good for these guys, because they get to read that letter with no interruptions. And when they're writing back to these people, no one's cutting in and interrupting their train of thought. They're able to just unload and let it out. That's therapy, you know, in so many ways.
For sure.
And the fact that somebody's interested enough to listen to them means a lot to these guys. So I think, you know, that's my takeaway, being better listeners, because honestly, if we started out the conversation every time with, how many of you people woke up this morning? Yeah, how many people took some form of transportation to get here? How many people got dressed? How many people brushed their teeth? I hope you all did. You know, who drinks coffee? Let's go over all these things, because they're all in common. Who has a family? Who has pets? Who has a house? Who has bills? Who has problems? Who has sorrows? Who has failures and successes? Who needs help with that? Who needs somebody to talk to? So that's been our focus. And I get a lot of flack. People say, why do you support this and why do you support that? You know, it's not that I support other things. It's that I just don't throw them under the bus, you know, and God didn't throw people. Oh, you're a sinner. You're going to hell next. That's not the way it works, guys. And you're never going to get them with hate. You're going to get them with love. And, you know, call me what you will. But I think that's the thing about using sugar or something. I don't know. Yeah. I just think we need to get back to humanity side of things. We were programmed through the 70s and 80s. To cut each other down. The guy with the quickest wit, he's the funny guy. You know, if he can cut you to the bone in less than 2 seconds and leave you laying there flopping, bleeding, he's my hero. And that was our comedy. That was our shows. That was our, you know, our whole MO for a long time. And it's still that way, you know, and people think that's strong. That's defending yourself. Well, what about having a conversation about, what about defense would be changing that person's opinion from then on forward? How about they never did that again because of the conversation you had? How about they got a glimpse into your life because of what they said to you? How about any of that would be better than, hey, F you, you're a dumb, whatever it is, and move on down the road? No, that's why we have these communication gaps. Nobody really wants to listen. And that's kind of the taking action thing. Nobody wants to take action. That takes too much work. It's hard. And, you know, we've said for years, Greg, we'll fight those battles. We'll be out in the street. We'll do it for you. You know, we'll go have those conversations that you're too scared to have or you don't want to have. And we've been having them for 30 years against all kinds of people. And that's the point. It's supposed to be, okay, if you're going to put me in a box and say, hey, you can't talk to these kind of people, why? I'll never get to the bottom of things. You're going to throw me a label. You're going to put me in a category because I'm willing to have conversations with people that I don't agree with at all, that I don't believe in at all. I mean, with a Satanist or with anybody else that is opposite, polar opposite from me, I'm still going to talk to them. And you're going to throw me in a box and say I'm a bad person because I like open communication with people so I can learn. Well, that's on you, not me. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to talk to people and try to get them to understand that we have way more in common than we do different. All those things we do every day are far outweighing the three things that we don't agree about, whichever it is. And those three things, like it or not, were probably brought on by programming or societal issue, you know, and that's not necessarily right either. We see the walk away from the biblical side of principles and it's all part of the game.
Well, that's, yeah, and that I've been talking about that quite a bit. You know, I mean, I consistently talk about that, folks, is, you know, the indoctrination side and understanding that influence, hopefully recognizing it in our own selves and then, and then helping others to recognize it as well. I was making a note. It's sometimes hard to share. You know, it's hard to be that transparent. I hope that's one of the things that I model to some degree here on the program. And I've shared before about, you know, going to a grocery store, you know, and having somebody that is a complete stranger walk up and ask me a very personal question, you know, how is whatever going or whatever it is? And my initial, you know, kind of used to be like, you know, how in the world do they know about that? And then realizing that it's because I said it here into this microphone, sharing with you, my audience, who I think of as, you know, as family. And I know, I remember when I came out from the accident, David, I had some people that, you know, I was sharing about that. And I had some, and I'm pretty sure I know who it was, but I had a guy that kept putting in the comments, you know, every day he talks about his stupid accident. And I know I realized after, at the time, I started, you know, I let it impact me.
You can't do that.
You know, I didn't get angry about it. I just kind of stopped talking about it. But, you know, you have filmed traumatic events, and those traumatic events have happened to you.
That's right.
And they certainly are a part of your conversation. Mm-hmm. When you are relating to someone else, they're the way that we bring the guards down, because we say, well, here, let me open this up and show you in here.
That's right.
And then the other person says, wow. Okay. Well, let me show you what's in here. And that's how we connect.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And that's exactly where we need to be. And that's that, sharing is caring, that, you know, that another cliche, but it is. And listen, our experiences, everyone's on a different place on the path.
Sure.
But they're all on the same path. And look, some people are further ahead and some people are still further behind from maybe where I am or where you are. But that's the beauty in sharing with each other. Hey, I've been there. And if you'll let me help you over that speed bump, I can explain to you. But listen, I'm having a hard time. How can you help? How is your experience, your life? I'm in pain. You've dealt with pain. How can I deal with pain better like you have? But if you don't tell people that you're in pain or that you've suffered from pain, they don't know, and they don't know who to ask for help.
Right.
And this is the circle. This is the thing. And when we're too scared to be honest, then you know the programming is real against us as well. Mm. And just like Bloody Hill. Now, you said I was the director. I wish I could direct that well. Andrew Mullinax is the director. If y'all want to see what I directed, go watch Writing History. That's a total different thing. But it's those relationships. It's knowing if Andrew and I had never spoken at the event that I met him at, he said, God, you know, he said, I'm in film and it's a hobby, but I'm good. And, you know, if you ever need help with the film, and that's just us talking about experience, who we are, how we are,
right,
in a setting that was just comfortable, just people. What do you do? Well, I'm a teacher. I do this, but this. Oh, okay. And I just filed that away in my memory banks, you know, and then when the opportunity came up and said, hey, who wants to do a film? I thought, you know, Andrew Mullinax said that he was, and I really want to see what he can do. That's how God works. That's how communication works. That's how people work together. That's how we all come together and do something.
That's a part of putting together the team and recognizing, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made and how God orchestrates things to come together. We got to take another quick break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest is David Summerall. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Sign up for the emails. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is David Sumrall. StopHate.com. StopHate.com. David, one of the things that we've focused on is the January 6th situation and the defendants and what have you. I had Matthew Counsell here on the program. I've had Trennis has been on the program now a couple of times. Thank you for that introduction. But I've talked a lot about J6. I think it's Nina May. Mm-hmm. Has been on the program as well. You know, what really happened? All of them were there. You were there.
That's right.
A lot of people are incarcerated in an American gulag.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the numbers. How many? Where do we sit? What's going on and the pressures that they are under? That are pretty excruciating.
Well, as of the end of October, we have 880 defendants, almost 900, like we always said. A total of 3,717 charges. You know, for 800 people, almost 4,000 charges. There's 440 defendants with a plea. There's 274. Who have a known plea with a title code attached. There are 88 people in prison right now across the country, not just in DC. There are several prisons and there are thousands and thousands of distraught children and family members who miss their loved ones who they haven't seen for over 660 days. No visitation, no chaplain, no rights. They're hostages. They're not political prisoners. They're hostages.
You're talking about the 88 and you're talking about others in addition to that.
The 88 that are in prison have not seen their family members at all. There's no visitation. There's no chaplain. There's no church. There's no anything. You know, these guys, they're in a really bad place. Now, I do believe that the situation about January 6th is completely fear-induced for everyone. We saw what they did out of the gate and how they said they're going to do a manhunt and nobody should, you know, these are all insurrectionists, all this stuff, sedition, whatever. And people didn't support, you know, because they didn't want to be on a list of supporting somebody that was in trouble. And I understand, you know, in the beginning, the optics were horrible and people shied away, you know, for good reason. I understand. I really do because nobody wants to be associated. And look, everybody said, y'all did bad things. Y'all made us look bad. Y'all were horrible. We don't act that way. And then they thought that we killed a policeman. So of course, everybody backed off. We're not touching that. We didn't do that. We didn't go there. Y'all are bad people. But now people, now you know the truth. We've put video out, evidence. I mean, we've shown the actions of the police. We've shown the murders that they lied and told you there were different causes, like natural causes and drug overdose looks a lot different than hand grenades and sticks. You know, the police killed four people that day. Officer Sicknick's death was blamed on us, although it wasn't our fault. I think there's enough proof out there, folks, that you can know that what I see in those 14,000 hours of government footage, not including the public library that I've accumulated, I mean, I've got the biggest collection probably. These guys are all telling the truth. All these stories that you hear about in jail have all been verified. I have not found anyone who has lied about what they said happened. Now, you can believe me if you want to. You can get your license to be an investigator and go dig through this footage yourself and prove it for yourself.
Right.
But I'm telling you what I see and what I hear. And last week, we came across all the Roseanne Boylan footage. And I'm telling you people, I can't reproduce it. I can't share it. I can't broadcast it. I can't publish it or print it or I'll go to jail. That's the way it works as an investigator for the 14,000 government. It's their stuff, right? But I can tell you, it doesn't say anything in the rules about me telling you what I saw. Right. So let me tell you real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Real quick. Roseanne Boylan, when you see her on film for 8, 9, 10 minutes at the tunnel, kicking her feet and screaming, you can hear her screaming for her life. Screaming. You'll never forget what it sounds like. You'll never forget the tone of her voice. Guys, there are people sitting in prison because they tried to defend her. They tried to get to her. They tried to help her. They tried to stop the cops. You're killing her. You're murdering. You're killing her. Stop. Stop. It's all on video, folks. Every stinking detail. And I'm telling you, it hurts to watch that over and over and over. But when you see that these people are begging the police, please stop. There's people down here. Stop. You're killing her. Stop. Stop. And she's screaming. Folks, this is the reality of what you've turned your back on. There's people suffering in prison right now for trying to save that woman's life. And y'all thought, well, maybe they did something bad. Maybe they did something bad. We're just going to stay silent. Get your pocketbooks out. Support their families. Support their legal funds. Help these people get out of harm's way. They are dying for you. We've had 6 suicides of civilians since the day because the weight of this federal government is too heavy. They need help.
StopHate.com. Go to StopHate.com. Reach out to us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Reach out to us and let us know. You know, David mentioned earlier, 50,000 people on Monday watching the program, $1 a piece, $50,000. We would right now be able to give at minimum 20 grand to these families to help them out of our ministry. That would be benevolence and it would be a legitimate thing for our ministry to help these families. We could do that. And you could be a part of it. Gosh.
They need it, man. They really need it. Listen, there's a new book out, American Gulag Chronicles. Go to StopHate.com. Scroll down. American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison. If you want it from these guys, from their hand, from their mouth, from their brain, to paper, and it shows, it's chronological. It shows when they got there, how they felt.
Everything has happened. All right, we got to take our break. Blessings to you, my friend. Senator Ted Harvey coming up next. We'll talk election results right after this. David Sumrall, God bless you. God bless everything that you're doing, my friend. And blessings to you and your wife, Wendy. We so appreciate y'all.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you, sir.
Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body, cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, it's, you know, we were talking with David Summerall, and again, I just want to encourage you, you know, these people, many of them being held right now in the American gulag, go to stophate.com. But these are individuals, and as David said, as a private investigator, and I've been a private investigator, when you look at evidence, you have a legal right to look, but you don't have a legal right to bring the evidence and put it out in the public. But you can legally testify about what you've seen. You can say, I saw this. And what David was talking about was Rosalind Boylan kicking her legs and screaming as she was being crushed by the DC Capitol Police. And these men rushing forward trying to protect her body from being destroyed and murder from taking place, and yelling at the DC Capitol Police, stop, 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 you're killing her. And they're the ones that are in jail today and have been held for over 600 days, haven't seen their families, have no rights, for simply trying to protect a woman who was screaming for her life, who ultimately was beaten to death by a DC Capitol Police officer with a stick because she lost her baton. It's sobering. And, you know, we want to help, but we need your support to do it. And I'm not trying to raise money off of somebody's suffering. But as a ministry, we have the ability to be able to do something that, others can't necessarily do. And that is to give gifts of love and help and benevolence to those in need. But we need your help to be able to do it. So consider a donation today at chosengenerationradio.com, paypal.me/PastorGreg, Cash App, $PastorGreg CGR, or at Venmo, @PastorGregCGR. And if you want to make a bigger donation for $75 or more, we'll send you a Chosen Generation Radio mug, and I've got 5 books here, 4 for sure. This one here, Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, The Road to Tyranny, Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter? Boy, does it matter. And finally, The Answer, Setting Brush Fires of Freedom, from our regular Friday guest that's been with me for almost 10 years now, Don Jans, who when he goes and speaks at these Tea Party groups, it's just so impactful. He's one of the best speakers I've ever heard. All right. I'm very pleased to welcome, as we've become friends, and it's so nice to have met such incredible people over the years of doing this program. And this gentleman is one of them, a former senator for the great state of Colorado, the state that my father lived in until his passing. And, a state that I have a number of other friends residing there. I welcome to the program Senator Ted Harvey. Ted, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, my friend. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. StopJoe.com is the pack and the website. StopJoe.com. I don't know.
That's exactly right. And I think I lived in the same county that your father lived in until he passed away. Douglas County, right?
Yeah, he was in Castle Rock.
Yep. I'm 15 minutes up the street.
Yep. He was, he was in Castle Rock. He was hit by a vehicle and on the driver's side, T-boned, one month before my accident, literally to the day.
It's crazy.
And died 1 month to the day from my accident. And when I went to heaven, they actually said that your dad had just been here.
Yeah.
and that he left me the family crest.
That's amazing.
Which was pretty cool. Yeah.
No doubt.
Which was pretty cool. So, well, we have an inheritance that's been given to us. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America, backed up by the Declaration of Independence and insured by God Almighty himself. And, rights endowed to us by our Creator. And that was really what Tuesday was about, was do we believe that and will we vote for that, or are we going to vote for globalists and communists and a very dark, godless world?
You know, the Democrats continually beat on the drum of save democracy. And, I would argue we saved the Republic. The founding fathers who wrote those incredible documents put together a system of government that allowed us to fight our revolutions at the ballot box. And that's what we did on Tuesday. And I think we sent a pretty strong message across the country, across the world, that these radical leftists that have taken over the Democrat Party are not going to take over the country. And I think we will take back the House, and I think we'll take back the Senate, and we're going to be putting a stop, at least legislatively, to the radical leftist agenda of the left. But President Biden is still there. President Biden has the administration, and he's still able to keep the borders open, and he's still able to stop domestic drilling on federal lands and in the seas and in the the oceans, and we've got to do everything we can as a party now to send some tough bills to his desk and have him veto them and show the American people just how radical this administration is, and hopefully set up the election for 2024.
You know, there was talk of a red wave. Then as the evening progressed, and I was watching Real America's Voice, Steve Bannon, Ed Henry, and Karen Turek, and you could see in Ed Henry's demeanor and so on as the evening progressed that there was certainly great concern that the red wave, as it were, had not seemed to materialize. Now, 2 days later, as we wake up this morning, in Arizona, it appears Carrie Lake and Blake Masters are both going to carry that. Herschel Walker's in a runoff in Georgia for sure. And there's pretty good indication, that the Republican Party and so on is not going to do what they did last time with, I think it was James, right? John James or something like that, that they didn't really get behind him. They're going to get behind Walker. They want this seat and they're going to push for it. There was another seat that was kind of up in the air. Which one was that?
Laxalt, Nevada.
That one looks pretty strong.
Yeah.
And then you were just talking to me about Lauren Boebert, and I was just doing some look, and NPR of all places, is suggesting that it looks like Boebert is going to pull out a victory when, again, 2 days ago, you know, Boebert was a loser, according to even Fox. Well, there you go. But so talk to me about, I mean, this kind of this turnaround, if you will. Is it like somebody had their finger in the dam and now all of a sudden the dam's busting loose?
I think it was the narrative, that the media wanted to push, that the red wave was humongous and then the red wave didn't come in. And that means that the Democrats were victorious. I think I've never been a big proponent of the red wave. The poll after poll after poll in every one of these seven very tight races was always within the margin of error. It was always within 2 to 3 points either direction. And they tightened up even more 2 or 3 days out. And so there was never this huge red wave that was going to go over the country. And when you look at the huge gains that the Republicans made during the Obama years,
right,
that was when the Republicans were down by 70 votes in the House. And so when a big red wave came in, that was a red wave. And the Republicans picked up 60 votes, 65 votes, I think, under Obama. Well, we've never lost those seats. On Monday, the Republicans were only down 5 seats in the House. So if the majority of the seats that the Republicans had to gain, we'd already gained them since 2012. And we may have lost a few here and there, gained back a few here and there. But in 2020, we picked up seats. So there was not a lot of competitive seats across the country that the Republicans could pick up. Whether you like it or not, the way we draw our congressional seats, they're drawn politically. And
we got to take a quick break. We'll get into kind of that breakdown, folks, for you. And then, we'll set the table in the next segment as to where we actually are. How is this going to play out over the course of the next 2 years? We'll be back with all that coming up right here on Chosen Generation Radio. This is important for us as believers to be engaged in.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Senator Ted Harvey, and we're talking about the breakdown of the congressional districts and how those are set up and the politicking. They call it gerrymandering. Ted, is kind of the buzz term for it. But what does that mean to the average person, quote unquote, gerrymandering? And how is the district, political, if you will?
Well, it is gerrymandering. The political entities in each state get to draw the lines. The political entities they're in the majority get to draw the lines. But so the state legislatures of each state get to draw the lines, and but for the most part, they draw the lines to be where they're not competitive, where both parties control their own districts. And the Constitution pretty much lays out, and also Supreme Court rulings lays out, that you have to have communities of interest together. You cannot divide up districts based on race and things like that. So they get to be to the point where you can't really gerrymander very much, and they end up being where they're not very competitive, and to the point where over the last 8 years, the Republicans have won the races that they can win, and the Democrats have won the races that they can win, and there's not a lot of room for a huge wave one way or the other at this point. And so I think that's why the Republicans didn't pick up a huge amount of seats other than those that were changed because of demographic shifts,
right,
where blue states lost congressional districts and red states picked up congressional districts with the new census. And so there's not a room for a huge red wave. And then you look at the Senate races. the competitive Senate races were mostly in states where they had incumbents, and it's tough to beat an incumbent. And the Democrats didn't beat any of ours except for one, and we maybe picked off two of theirs. So we're going to hold two. We're going to pick up two seats in the Senate, and we'll be in the majority. And that's the way I had predicted from the get-go, that we would pick up one or two Senate seats going into this election. I was, you know, with a huge red wave, we might have picked up New Hampshire, but that didn't work out.
So on the Senate side, was Laxalt would have been considered one of those two?
That's a pickup.
Okay. And then Vance in Ohio?
No, that's a hold.
Vance that's a hold. Ohio is all a right. Hold. So
Pennsylvania was a loss for us because we had that seat.
Right. I remember. Yeah. Really? Yeah. 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 Well, and Arizona really isn't a loss. If Masters pulls it out, and we don't know if he pulls it out, that's a gain. If right. he doesn't,
I don't think we're going to win that race.
Okay.
And you look at that. Kelly was always ahead in that race, poll after poll after poll. Masters was coming in. He was down 5 points probably 2 weeks ago, and he was cutting, you know, bringing it together. But I think he's probably going to lose by 1 or 2 points, and that's not shocking. But I think Kelly or Kerry Lake is going to win that in the end. They're still counting a huge number of votes.
So what's the other Senate pickup? Shabaka?
No, Shabaka is, she's beating Murkowski.
Well, I know, but Murkowski, yeah, but you knew Murkowski.
but in the control of the Senate, we've got to win, Georgia. And I've got my,
so Walker,
signed,
okay.
My signed Herschel Walker football behind me.
Yeah.
Our PAC is going to be raising a ton of money, and putting everything we have into Georgia because we have to pick up that seat. And if we do, then we'll be up by one vote.
Okay. Okay. As it sits right now.
That's right. Yeah.
And the only other, so there really isn't any other opportunities to shift it.
Lake Masters comes out in Arizona, and uh-huh. there are hundreds of thousands of votes yet to be counted in Arizona.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think there's enough to make up the difference in that race.
It really is going to depend on how that, you know, how closely he tracks with Kerry Lake, quite frankly.
That's right.
If it's one for one, Then there's a chance.
Pretty slim, but yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's a chance. Wasn't there an independent in there as well, or a libertarian or constant?
There was a libertarian, but the libertarian dropped out
okay.
early.
Yeah, but they were still on the ballot. The problem is they were still on the ballot. So. Yeah. So, you know, somebody who went in there that wasn't following that or just decided, I don't care, I'm still voting for you. The option existed for them to make that choice.
That's right. That's right. And that's probably what's going to make the difference in that race is people voting for the libertarian.
Yeah, it would seem that might well be the case. So that's the Senate. In the House now, you were mentioning to me Lauren Boebert, who I really like her. She is just such a straight shooter. And, you know, MTG, by the way, won hers by, somebody said 33%.
Percent. Yes.
You know, I mean, that is just gigantic, man. She smoked it. But Lauren Boebert this morning, it looks like now, they're saying that she's likely going to pull this out. And you really feel strongly that she'll get this seat back or hold on to it?
Right. I was just looking at the Secretary of State's website and Lauren's down by 64 votes right now. There are a lot of these small counties in Colorado on the western slope that. Okay. You know, they take a while counting all of their votes. They don't have all the technology that the big counties have. And so they're slowly reporting their count. And, she's come, you know, this close, this far in just the last 24 hours.
Right.
I think in the end, she'll overtake it. but it's not going to be by a lot. And there'll be a recount anytime it's with it. Anytime any election in Colorado is inside 0.5%, the state picks up the recount. And so I think in the end, she'll win the recount and she will get reelected. Having said that, this is a pretty conservative district. Lauren Boebert should not be within a 10 or 15 votes one way or the other. And she needs to, she raised a ton of money, but she needs to spend a lot more time in her district, getting to know the new, her new constituents, because this is a pretty newly drawn district when she needs to get out there and get to meet people, because there's no way she should be this close in this race, because it's a pretty conservative district.
Is it possible, and we're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but is it possible that the reason that that happens is because major media has gone after her. Colorado media has really gone after her.
That's an understatement.
She's tied very heavily to J6, but to the false J6 narrative. Not to the truth that I shared as we opened our segment about a woman being beaten to death, about two men whose heart attacks were caused by compression bombs that were fired directly at them by DC Capitol Police, by the murder of Ashley Babbitt, and even by Brian Sicknick and the lack of attention given to him when patriots tried to bring him to his compatriots to try to get him help, and they refused to help him.
Right. I think one of the things I want to look into, and this will have to be a postmortem after the election, is there is a ton of ski resorts in this community, in this district.
Okay.
Very, very liberal Telluride, very, very liberal Durango. And I want to see how many people in these very liberal ski resorts voted. But also because they have a vacation home in Telluride, and so they registered to vote and got a ballot in Colorado. How many voted in Colorado and also voted in their home state?
Where they live, you
where
bet.
Where they live.
Yep.
We have seen that in Colorado forever, and I want to see how many people actually voted in this race when they don't live here. I think that would be a fascinating analysis to take a look at, because I think that's what's swaying this election as well.
Okay. We're out of time. I appreciate it. Again, Senator Ted Harvey. StopJoe.com. Check it out. StopJoe.com. They obviously can use your support. There's a lot going on, a lot more to discuss, and hopefully
we need money for this Herschel Walker.
Well, I was just going to say, election. Absolutely. And we have to get Georgia, folks. We have to get Georgia. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Dr. Judy Mikovits on the other side. You're going to love it. Judy's awesome. We'll be back right after this. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN. PatriotMobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.